Mayor Tylik, a state Supreme Court justice, has ruled that the State Public Service Commission should have considered the state's climate law when weighing whether the cryptocurrency mining company DigiHost could acquire the former Fortistar gas power plant in North Tonawanda. Your thoughts on that decision from the state judge regarding DigiHost?
Well, I know the Greenwich project has been in the news for quite a while now. It's more or less setting the tone for a lot of other projects like ours in North Tonawanda. And, you know, everything that I'm reading, it seems like it's a win-win. Both sides seem to think there's somehow a win-win. But ultimately, it sounds like, you know, with these Title V clean air permits, they do have the authority ultimately to weigh in New York State's climate goals when making a decision about renewing these permits that people are applying for.
What might this mean for the future of the crypto plant in the city? Does it really change anything at this point?
Well, I think it's too early to tell right now because the permit that DigiHost here applied for is still pending, like many others in New York State. And, you know, I'm planning to reach out to the company today and get their thoughts a bit. But, you know, I think it's really just showing that these state agencies need to take into account, you know, what New York State's goals are with our climate change and emission goals that we're trying to achieve here. The thing that I keep questioning with these, you know, fossil fuel burning energy plants is New York State going to still allow them to operate to feed the grid when need be, when there's peaks in demand, just not power things like these data processing centers for cryptocurrency mining? That would be a question I have.
Members of the community, especially right around the plant there on, I believe that's Sherwood Avenue, have been clamoring for mm-hmm. action taken against the plant for several years. Do you believe that this is potentially a step in the right direction for their cause?
Well, I definitely think that it's a positive way forward for those neighbors, the community members around the plant who are obviously concerned not just about emissions, but noise coming off of there. So speaking with some residents today, even about it, they do seem pretty happy about the direction of this so far regarding these decisions and whether or not these permits will be approved. So it sounds like people are happy so far with this next step, but, you know, time will tell. And there's a lot of other steps forward. You know, I'm just going to keep in communication with state officials that I talk to, state agencies, residents, and even the DigiHost operators as well.
I know back in July, there was a 2-year moratorium that was enacted to prohibit new crypto mining taking place at the plant. Have you heard any further complaints from residents or others around that area about the plant?
Well, in recent months, the plant hasn't been operating at full force, I guess. They've only been operating around, I believe, 10 megawatts when they could be operating at, say, 50. So it has been quite quiet lately, which we're all happy to hear, especially the residents in that neighborhood. So there hasn't been too many complaints thus far. We continue to keep tabs on what's going on. We do still have on retainer a third-party acoustic engineer who does plan to come out in the near future when they are fully operational and do those readings. We still are moving forward with updates to our noise ordinances and our zoning ordinances regarding these types of operations. So I think the 2-month moratorium was an important step forward because not just this facility, but you never know what other types of facilities would try and pop up in the meanwhile. So we really need to get our ducks in a row. And if people recall a few years ago, you know, right before I became mayor, I was council member. That was really, I saw the time to kind of hit the brakes, do that moratorium, and really do what we're doing now before it's now too late. But, you know, at least this is a step forward rather than a step back.
Very good, Mayor. Anything else that you would like to add to our conversation that maybe we haven't touched base on today?
You know, I would question with some of these decisions. I was talking to, you know, these people that are spearheading, you know, the emission issues and climate laws. And I asked, you know, what do you think the DEC would ever permit something like this, you know, this type of operation, or put stipulations on it. And really the only thing that I heard was maybe they would say, all right, you have to go from a proof of work operation to a proof of stake. And for those who don't know, the proof of stake is a lot less energy intensive. A lot of these facilities don't utilize that type of work, and they really just do proof of work operations. So I guess time will tell, and we'll see how the DEC handles this.